Congress is in recess, but that has not paused an intense debate among House Democrats about whether to impeach President Trump. Last night, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi urged her party to avoid it, but other Democrats say they have to at least initiate impeachment proceedings, even if the Republican-controlled Senate is unlikely to convict the president. Remember, an impeachment is just a trial, because House Democrats, some of them, say this is their constitutional duty. Mara Liasson is here. She's NPR's national political correspondent. Hi, Mara.
Hi, Robin.
And first, let's go back to fifth grade and remind ourselves why this is a House issue.
Impeachment is like an indictment. The House impeaches, and then it goes to the Senate, which acts like a jury, to decide whether or not to convict or remove the president.
Yeah.
So that's how it works.
That's how it works.
So even if the House impeached, that would mean they would indict the president. The Senate, because it's controlled by Republicans, would not remove him.
Right. So last night's conference call, Speaker Pelosi gathering her caucus together on the phone. What do you know about how that conversation went?
Well, Speaker Pelosi is not saying there should not be impeachment. What she's saying is we should not immediately open formal impeachment hearings. She's saying there are a lot of other ways to hold the president accountable. Some of those ways are already underway. Attorney General Barr is going to come up to the Hill to testify. So will Special Counsel Mueller. The House Judiciary Committee has already subpoenaed Don McGahn, the former White House counsel, to come up. There's a big fight now between House committees and the White House over the president's tax returns, his financial records. The person in the White House who was in charge of security clearances is refusing to come up and testify. So this is going to be a long process. There's going to be a lot of investigating of the president. Whether it leads to the kind of bipartisan consensus that Nancy Pelosi says is a prerequisite for impeachment, we don't know yet.
Well, not long after her call, Senator Elizabeth Warren called for impeachment at that CNN town hall for presidential candidates. There are so many of them now on the Democratic side. They're doing them in batches. And Senator Kamala Harris was there as well, another presidential candidate, and she echoed Warren.
I believe that we need to get rid of this president. That's why I'm running for to become president of the United States. So that is part of the premise, obviously, of my point. But I think we have very good reason to believe that there is an investigation that has been conducted, which has produced evidence that tells us that this president and his administration engaged in obstruction of justice. I believe Congress should take the steps towards impeachment.
And she and other Democrats are pointing to things like the Mueller report saying that the president asked someone to, you know, stop the investigation. But then you have, people like Bernie Sanders seem to say, move on. What's your sense, Mara, of if this is going to be a 2020 campaign issue?
Bernie Sanders isn't saying move on. Bernie Sanders is saying he's afraid that impeachment would play into Donald Trump's hands and be used as a way to rally the Republican base, and it would have a political backlash against Democrats. Look, inside the Democratic primary, people are using the impeachment issue either to stand out or to connect with parts of the Democratic base that wants impeachment. But it's not an ideological issue. Otherwise, the most leftist candidate, Bernie Sanders, would be for it. So it's more complicated. Yeah. I do think that Donald Trump and his advisors see it as a campaign issue because they would like to say that this is a purely partisan political exercise and the Democrats are trying to get him out of office because they won't accept his election. Mm-hmm. There are other Democrats who say, we're 18 months from an election. Let's let the voters decide whether Donald Trump should continue to be president or not.
Well, speaking of them, according to recent polling, this is the Morning Consult poll, a majority of Americans oppose impeachment, but a majority of Democrats support it. So is this Democrats looking at constituents?
In some cases, yes. But what was really interesting about that poll, even though 59% of Democrats said that they supported impeachment, that was down 12 points from the 71% of Democrats who said they supported impeachment back in January. Now, why the drop? It could be that more and more people are learning the civics lesson you started with, that, oh, impeachment isn't removal. Maybe they thought impeachment was the same thing as removal. Once they learn it isn't, they're not for it anymore. And also, a lot of Democrats would like to focus on health care and gun control and climate change, and they don't want impeachment to be a distraction from that. But so right now, Democrats want it, but not as many as did a couple months ago.
Have you heard from any Republicans, even maybe off the record, so you wouldn't name them now, but who are saying, you know, maybe there is reason for impeachment. You know, maybe they do want somebody else in there.
I don't think there's any Republican who is for President Trump being impeached. I think there are some Republicans who think that if the House impeached him, it would be a political benefit to them.
Yeah.
But the president himself, who tweets a lot about impeachment, he doesn't want it to happen, but he definitely is worried about it. He's obsessed with it and rattled by it.
Mara Liasson, thanks so much.
Thank you.